In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, USMEF Senior Vice President Joel Haggard discusses U.S. pork exports to New Zealand. In limited quantities, fresh U.S. pork is finally eligible for that market after a long legal battle. Until now, U.S. exports had been limited to processed products or frozen pork destined for designated cooking facilities.
Pig meat from the United States can now enter New Zealand without a cooking step, which for us is a victory because in that market, as well as Australia, any pork meat had to be cooked before being sold. Fresh or frozen pig meat can be sold as long as it's packed in 3 kilogram or below retail ready packages. 3 kilograms should give us latitude to experiment with some additional marketing approaches. MEF maintains a network of contacts in New Zealand among the importers. New Zealand's a small market, but it's tending to increase its imports in recent years. That's before this new regulation gone into effect, so this will offer us some new opportunities to market U.S. pork.
New Zealand's restrictions on imported pork are designed to prevent the introduction of porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, or PRRS, but Haggard says the change represents a victory for science-based trade regulations.
Certainly, this ruling, which is really the outcome of a rigorous risk assessment process by the regulatory agency Biosecurity New Zealand, it represents a validation of science, and they determined that this risk of PRRS transmission were so low that they could offer this new mode of access without compromising their very strict biosecurity regulations. So in any event, a small victory, but we expect to see some additional trade from this.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.